My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Doug Karsh, Gator out today. It's the Karsh and Anderson program here on 97.1 The Ticket. Tigers back in action tomorrow. Blue Jays kicking off the second half of the season. Team's gotten awfully intriguing of late. And of course, the trade deadline is looming. And to talk more about it, we welcome in from MLB Network and MLB.com and host of the Road to Cooperstown podcast, John Morosi joins us here on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, John?
Doug, good morning, my friend. Great to be with you today.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And let's just start real quick with the Road to Cooperstown. You talk to people who are headed to the Hall of Fame and get their stories. What have you had on there most interesting of late?
Thanks, Doug. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and certainly Cooperstown will be the focus this weekend. Jim Leland is going in. Of course, his big induction day is on Sunday. I'll be there on site for MLB Network, which is going to be really exciting. The question with Jim, of course, Doug, is not if he will cry, but how many times he will cry in all the best ways, because as we know, the skipper's got a big heart, and it's just going to be a wonderful speech. I can't wait. One of my favorite details about Jim's overall baseball family biography is that his son, Patrick, is now a minor league manager, which is, of course, how Jim began his managerial career. So Pat, I believe, is 32 now. He's managing at Kannapolis in the Chicago White Sox organization. So it's a family business. It'll be a lot of fun to see him. Of course, Adrian Beltre, Joe Mauer, Todd Helton, those are the players going in on Sunday. And our podcast highlights those who are. The goal, Doug, is to speak with every living Hall of Famer and roll out the podcast once a week. So we've already spoken with Michigan native John Smoltz, Craig Biggio, who actually was almost selected by the Tigers back in 1984. That would have been quite a story had Biggio become a Tiger and not an Astro. Joe Torre, we actually had so much stuff with Joe Torre, Doug, that we had to split the episode into two parts because there was his playing career, of course, a former National League MVP, and then he became a Hall of Fame manager. So just a lot of really fun stories for me to hear. And Johnny Bench was our first episode. We still have an episode with Cal Ripken Jr. It's going to get rolled out in the next couple of weeks as well. So Road to Cooperstown is the podcast. You can download it anywhere that you get your podcast.
Well, John, the big story around here is the trade deadline, and I want to start with Tarek Skubal because that got some new life with a Tom Verducci report that the Dodgers and the Orioles are putting together packages to try and entice the Tigers to make a trade. Do you think that either of them will come to the table with the Godfather offer that would tempt Scott Harris?
I think, Doug, that they are going to come up with compelling offers. I believe that, and whether it's actually been submitted now or if it's going to get a little bit closer to the deadline, it's not clear to me. But I do believe they're going to try, and I think that Scott Harris is in a position where he'll have to listen. It would be a very difficult choice. But in some ways, Doug, I would say that it is an easy, hard decision. And here's what I mean by that. The only way that you go down the path of potentially moving a Tarek Skubal is if the Dodgers or the Orioles or some other team that we're not thinking about come up to you with an offer that is just simply absurd and that you have to accept. And if it's south of that, don't even worry about it. Just say, hey, guys, I can only trade this player if you come to me with an absolutely incredible offer, similar, as and I pointed this out yesterday, similar to what the Nationals got for Juan Soto, which included someone who was an all-star this week in C.J. Abrams, someone who I think is an all-star caliber starter in Mackenzie Gore, and someone who is, in my judgment, undeniably a future all-star in James Wood. That's like 2.5 all-stars. That was the standard for Juan Soto. And people could say, well, Scooble hasn't done what Soto has done in his career. That's fair. That's exactly correct. But pitching right now is so important that you can price the pitching a little bit higher. We're at a time in the industry where there's so much injured pitching out there, especially from a team like the Dodgers, that you can put a little bit of a tax on that and say, listen, it's got to be a little bit higher. Because I see in Baltimore's case, they've got so many great young position players, but they need a Tarek Skubal. The Dodgers, look at how many injured starters they have. They need a Tarek Skubal. So price him like Juan Soto was priced and see if someone meets it. And if they don't meet it, move on, go on to the offseason, see if there's a better package at that point, or just ride it out and say, I believe the Tigers are going to be a more competitive team in 25 and in 26 than they are in 24. So if you want to buy me out of having Tarek Skubal in those years, come on, bring it. And if you fall short, you fall short, and I move on.
So it sounds to me, and let's start with Baltimore, is the kind of offer now that you would only say yes to is if Baltimore says yes, Jackson Holliday and Sam Bassalo, or yes, Jackson Holliday and Kobe Mayo, two of the, they're, you know, three right there, elite position prospects?
I think that it would have to include, and by the way, you're talking about the right names. And if any Baltimore fan or observer says no way, no how, well, again, I draw your attention to what the Padres had to give up to get Soto. It's that kind of a prospect. So I would say it's more of a grouping, like two of the four. I would think that for the Tigers to be really compelled to move Skubal to Baltimore, it would have to be two of the four, or two of the five, if you will, of Holliday, Colton Cowser, Mayo, Basayo, that kind of a conversation. You'd have to get two from that group. That if you want to add in any of their other younger players, again, I'd be really surprised. I would doubt that Jordan Westberg would at all be an option there. Heston Kjerstad, maybe you would add him to that conversation too. It would have to be multiples of the group of players that I just mentioned. And I think that if you're looking at it objectively, Doug, the team, if you had your choice of dealing with Baltimore or dealing with the Dodgers, you would rather choose Baltimore because they've got so many of the players that you need. Basayo could potentially play first. Mayo could potentially play first. Connor Norby is another guy. Maybe he's a second base outfield. He could move around. I think part of this conversation where it gets really interesting, Doug, and where it becomes like a multi-layered evaluation is if the Tigers are going to bring in a player like a Basayo from Baltimore, or like a Kobe Mayo, for example, who would potentially play first base, it tells you a lot about how they feel about Torkelson.
Yeah.
And to me, the fact that Torkelson is not back yet and that he has not destroyed AAA pitching yet says a lot about where they're at the moment. And also, you keep this in mind as well. Do they potentially move to a place where if you get a third baseman like a Kobe Mayo would be, do you then say, listen, if that's the case, would we envision a Mayo at third, a Jace Young at second, and a Colt Keith at first, and then again, Torkelson's not as much a part of the plans anymore? I mean, that's kind of where you're moving. And for my estimation, if I'm just looking at it objectively, the way that Torkelson has played this year, both in the majors and the minors, has told me that if in these conversations, whether it's a Dalton Rushing with the Dodgers or, again, Mayo, Basayo, someone like that with Baltimore, that Torkelson no longer has a firm claim on being the first baseman of the future for the Tigers for the next 3 years. That if you can find somebody there, or if you reconfigure your infield to put Colt Keith at first and Young at second and get a third baseman, those are options that are available to you. Because honestly, Doug, just look at the numbers. He has not stood out. And at some point in time, this becomes a performance-driven industry.
Jack Flaherty, he had a healthy start, probably needs a couple more to solidify a deal as a rental pitcher. What could they be looking to get for Jack Flaherty?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You know, he probably is a player that when you look at the deal that the Tigers made a year ago with Michael Lorenzen, Hau-Yu Lee was, of course, the player they got for him, and he actually had a really good season at Double-A. He's played in the futures game this year. I think that's the kind of player that you probably would get for a Jack Flaherty. It's not a transformative, change your organization type of a move like Skubal or like they maybe hoped that Eduardo Rodriguez was going to be a year ago. I think it's much more of a you look around the dynamic of Major League Baseball and see teams that need a third, fourth starter, someone who's probably going to start a game for you in a playoff series, but not game one and probably not game two, but somewhere in the middle of that rotation. The Milwaukee Brewers, I would say, are one more example of a team that probably needs a little bit more reliability in their rotation given injuries that they've experienced and certainly having to move on in the last offseason from Corbin Burns and Brandon Woodruff being injured. So I think Milwaukee's a fit there. I would say potentially the Dodgers is because of how, and we saw it up close in Detroit last weekend, how thin their rotation is right now. The Dodgers have to be involved in every trade conversation right now for a starting pitcher. The San Diego Padres, I think you'd put in the same category. So the Tigers are fortunate in that the Flaherty value is clear for teams that need another starter. And I think the price point is pretty clear as well. It's about what they got for Lorenzen, who, again, was half a year of a guy who made an all-star team last year, was pitching really well. It's probably about that same level of player for Flaherty right now.
Final thing, because I deal with this question, and people are hesitant to make any trade because of what happened with Avila. Your impressions of Scott Harris, should he be trusted to move these commodities?
Yes, and the reason why you signed him, the reason why you've got Scott Harris in this position is because you trust him to make this move. I think to me, whatever moves Al made with Verlander and others are irrelevant in this moment in time. It's about what Scott Harris can do, and it's interesting. You know, Scott has made a handful of trades with a few teams. He's traded a lot with Philly. It's interesting. Dave Dombrowski has been a frequent trade partner with the Tigers, it seems. He's traded with Atlanta. I think that to really do a good job, and this is where it's going to be interesting, we know that Eduardo Rodriguez was almost traded to the Dodgers a year ago. And so they got to the finish line basically and couldn't get over the finish line. I think that he's going to have to find a way to make a deal either with the Dodgers or the Orioles or some other team that comes up if, again, Skubal is going to be available and on the market. It's going to have to be one of those big-time It's going to be a big-time trade with a big-time team and an experienced GM like Mike Elias in Baltimore or Andrew Friedman with the Dodgers. And I think he can do it, but I think it's going to require expanding the aperture a little bit of the number of teams that Scott has made deals with so far. And I trust him to make the deal. I think Tigers fans should as well. And this is going to be, though, the next couple of weeks, I would say, a very transformational period of time for the Scott Harris administration in Detroit.
John Morosi, appreciate your time. We see your stuff and read your stuff on MLB.com and MLB Network. Road to Cooperstown's a podcast. Thanks for joining us here on 97.1.
Doug, thanks so much for the call. Really appreciate it. Look forward to catching up again real soon.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.